This is a podcast about living out of intimacy, a conversation over coffee about a living God whose desire is to live out of you. Pour yourself a cup of coffee and join us. I'm Jason Goodson.
And I'm Johnny Taylor.
And this is Coffee and Conversations.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Has it been, feels like it's been a month.
It's been 3 weeks, so.
Has it been 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, we did skip a week. So somebody was asking me, some of you had asked, you know, when our next podcast was going to be. And I was like, well, we just did one 2 weeks ago. I think we're coming up on our time, but I forgot it was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, because I've been gone almost 2 weeks. And we did one a week before.
Before you left?
Because I only came back yesterday.
I'm running out of coffee, JT.
Oh, I might have to go get some more. It's decaf tonight. We got the Outer Darkness roast.
The Outer Darkness roast tonight.
Having the form of coffee, but lacking the power there.
But it tastes really, really good. Yeah. It's got a full flavor.
It tastes like coffee.
It tastes like coffee. Good coffee. It doesn't leave a weird, like, bitter aftertaste. It doesn't have a, you know, it doesn't have that, I don't know. Like we were talking about a while ago, it still made me feel like I was drinking cup of coffee, but I can't tell the difference between specifically if it's a, you know, if it's a medium roast, it's going to jack the caffeine up, you know, and stuff like that. But it's like, I feel really good. Like,
yeah.
After I drink this coffee and I'm not like jacked.
Yeah. We're not having a caffeine high at the moment.
Right. But I am not jacked today, by the way. I'm Jason. This is Johnny, by the way. I know some of you are just joining in and listening and, welcome into the podcast. This is Coffee and Conversations, and that's exactly what it's going to be tonight. A lot of conversation, probably not specifically about anything, really. I don't know. Nothing. It's been such a busy 2 days for me, but it's like I've tried to focus my brain on some stuff, but it's not like anything is just bubbling on the inside. But I hate missing this stuff, you know. And tonight I called you and with the thought of going, oh, gosh, I don't know if I'm going to make this tonight, man.
That's what I felt like at one point today because driving yesterday, 9.5 hours with stops is usually what it takes me. And that's – I'm getting to that point. I never have liked a long drive.
Yeah.
And I'm – it's at my age. I'm liking it less and less. My body likes it less and less.
Yeah.
So I'm 30 miles from home, and there's a wreck on the interstate.
Yeah.
An hour and a half later, I got through the wreck.
Nice.
And so that last hour and a half driving took me 3 hours.
Oh,
so that nine and a half hour drive turned into an 11-hour drive. And so by the time I got home, got everything I needed to do done, I ate supper at 9:30, and I was miserable.
Driving all – I've been that – like that day I drove – well, the day I drove to pick Zoe up.
Yeah.
I left at 5 a.m. that morning, returned around 5:30 or 6 that night.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a good 10-hour drive, just the driving.
And that was a tail kicking. It was a long day. It was great hanging out with the kids, but, man, it was a tail kicking. And it's long travel. It's not fun. I agree with you on that. Well, the schools in East Texas have started, and – we had our first day of classes 2 days ago, and this is Wednesday, so we started Tuesday, and this is the end of the second day, officially, you know, getting going, and I had an epiphany Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. I took a picture of a clock, and it said 8, I think it said 8:11, actually. I might have been like 11 minutes late on taking the picture, but I took the picture, and I turned around and looked at an empty hallway and took a picture of the empty hallway and realized for the first time in 15 years that I didn't enter a classroom specifically. I mean, I was in the school as an administrator for the first time and it just felt a little off for me. Good off though. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you feel like you need to walk into the room and start up with kids and, you know, and I've got a taste of walking into the classrooms now, but it's walking in as a different role and, you know, and just kind of having a, you know, I'm just going to go with this right now just because it's on my brain. Sorry, you all right with that? Okay. I hope he's okay with that because that's where I'm going, folks. I hope you're okay listening as well. But hopefully something can resonate with you through this, but You know, it, for years, I've always looked at the schools as my mission field.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we think about mission fields going into a foreign land. But for me, when I got into education, I'd already turned 36 years old. Well, the first year I started teaching and doing the coaching and doing all that other stuff, you know, it was a late start for me. But you think about it, through the whole process of that whole thing was the fact that, you know, I felt like for the first time that there was an opportunity for me to walk into the doors of the hallways in the schools and be Jesus of skin to people.
Yep.
Which was a calling, a mission. And that's kind of where it literally ended up for me, was the fact that, so here's my thought for Tuesday. Quitman Junior High, assistant principal, it's a different role. It's a servant. I become a servant in a different way to people now. Yeah. I think I've always had that servant role as a teacher or as a coach or just whatever I'm doing, actually. But, you know, a lot of people will separate that from, you know, this job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so for me, it really wasn't an idea of not separating the two, but it's like the calling that God's had for me. And here I am in this process, but I love it. 2 days has been really interesting. I slept like a champ last night, though. A champion. I'm talking about champion laid out, gone. Deep rest, but I think it was because I was worn out from the day. But what did I say all that for? I don't know. Make myself look spiritual, I guess. Look, I even brought my big Bible tonight, and it's got big words in it because I can't see anymore.
The big print.
JT brought this iPad because I left my computer at school today, and I can't see a thing on here. It's like a, you know, lines and blur.
Where's your reading glasses?
Huh?
Where's your reading glasses?
Well, they're too at school.
Oh, my.
My life is at school right now. But anyways, these words are big enough on this Bible I could read it and actually read it. So there I am. It's kind of a weird deal. JT, the things, the ebbs and flow of the life that we live, you know, and how we feel about ourselves sometimes. But, you know.
Well, just talking about we're both kind of out of it tonight for some reason, probably the travel yesterday and your day yesterday, but because I spent the first 100 miles of my trip yesterday laying out a podcast. I was doing some stuff, fired me up, I had some thoughts, and I was stopping and making notes. And none of it's connecting right now. It's just like, did I write that? What did I mean when I wrote that? So we're kind of just here tonight. But thinking about it, the mission field thing, wherever you are at any moment, given moment, is your mission field.
Yeah, I know.
Because most of the time, I think God's at work in things that we don't even see. Things we'll never know, maybe. Might know them down the road, but
I've always, you know, I've never really thought deep about all that stuff. But, you know, but I also understood where it was when going through that part of it, you know, that wherever God has you at the time is the exact place that he is using you to be, you know, him being himself through you in that moment. You know, I could say that a construction worker that's, you know, been on a scaffold his whole life, putting brick and mortar together, is just as much on the mission field as somebody in Africa in the jungle.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's just in how you view your understanding of who Christ is in you and how it displays through you. And that is a major piece to the fact that I don't feel like we talked about earlier with the Jews wandering in the desert. I don't feel like that I've been wandering. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not been that idea of, you know, what's going on here, God? You know, you brought us out of Egypt. You've shown us all these great things, but wow, I mean, I don't know that I've ever, you know, questioned or wondered if this was the right thing to be doing, you know, and I think there's a lot of people out there that may wonder and question, is this the right thing for me to be doing or whatever? And, you know what I'm saying? The way life is.
I'm gonna say something here.
No.
I'm not even gonna play the goat, but we have to stop judging ministry by the numbers, by what the world says is ministry, even what the quote organized church
says
judges the ministry by.
Ministry, right?
It is from the pit of hell.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because, and I was actually thinking about this the other day. Think about Samson.
Yeah.
Samson was God's chosen servant from the moment he was born.
Correct.
Let's look at Samson's life. Basically, he was a partier, chased women. He liked the attention that his strength gave him.
That's right. He enjoyed the bubbly.
Yeah. He used God's gift
right.
to bring attention to himself.
He sure did.
And then it finally caught up with him one day, and he made a mistake, a major mistake, and got his hair cut and lost all his strength. But his moment that God had prepared him for was in a moment that he died.
Yeah.
Just that one moment. But he was always God's chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And he did exactly the thing God had planned for him.
Yeah, exactly.
In the end, he delivered the children of Israel from the Philistines. Not like he planned on doing it. Not like the world would have planned it.
Right.
Or thought it was would have called him a great hero.
Right.
I do believe he's listed in the list of faith, the Hall of Fame of Faith.
Well, that's an easy look up, but he is. I guarantee you. Hebrews is at the end of the Bible, JT. In case y'all are wondering. yeah, Hebrews 11.
I think he's in there. I didn't look this up beforehand, but maybe not. I don't know. Like I said, we're wandering around tonight. We're wandering around in the wilderness. Tonight. Oh.
Well, we got Sarah, we got, you know, Abraham, you know, that's the big founders of the father, Enoch, by faith, Abel. You know, we got, you know, the big boys, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacobs, and we have Joseph, we have Moses.
Maybe not. But anyway, it still goes to show.
Oh, yes, he is. Verse 32, and more shall I say, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak, not Obama, and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, and also of David and Samuel and the prophets. He's there. But it's the mention of those. It's the mention of all these people in that chapter that goes back to what it's always been about, which is what? Tell me. Give me some answers.
They're not talking back.
Why not? Well, there's a reason. What did it lead off with in both every sentence? By
faith.
By faith.
What they believed.
Exactly right.
And they didn't say what they did.
Right. It did say.
Because it came down to the end and Samson believed who God was.
That's exactly what it was.
And who God was in him and him. He knew his power came from God.
He knew exactly who he was in that moment he pushed the pillars over.
Yep.
And the tower and the temple fell, or whatever they were in fell, the big old building, whatever.
It had to be something big to take out enough of the Philistines that it freed the children of Israel.
It was enough. They were all there to see a show, and, well, they died. But they passed through, we were talking about this earlier, you know, I wonder if we... have any of the idea, you know, placing ourselves in a situation where we're wandering a wilderness and we're not believing God through this whole, but you talked about this earlier. They saw signs. They saw all kinds of wonders. They saw
God was constantly moving among them.
And then simply they had food every day. Their clothes, the shoes,
never wore out.
All the stuff that they had never wore out. Yet they wondered because of unbelief.
Yep.
I don't know. And that may be, you know, you may know people that metaphorically that have been wondering for so long because of unbelief. I don't know. I mean, I just think the fact that
I don't have to have belief in me. That's probably
one of the worst problems, you're right, is the fact that they didn't come back to the, hey, well, this is not who I am in the midst of all this.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? Well, you know, they did some things that were, you know, pretty silly. You know, they built the calf, didn't they? What else? They sent Moses to the mountain. They could have all joined. I think it was a free invitation to join them at the.
Yeah, because they said they
join them at the base of the mountain.
You go and hear from God. We don't want to hear from him face to face.
I don't know. We talked about that in the past, but I'm just thinking out loud right now. But no. All those things that we talk about, though, is I think a lot of people just doubt themselves so much. Like, I see kids on the daily who hurt. You know, whether it's a lack of love at home, whether it's a lack of love from a parent, maybe a parent has died, maybe something has gone on within this. I see it in the lives of kids all the time, just hurt. And, you know, it's a simple thing, and it saddens my heart a little bit because you want that person, you know, to believe. And I think you look at it differently as you get, and we talked about this too earlier. You see things differently when you're older because you want to help someone. But you know, ultimately, it comes down to the fact that, man, it's just sad when people don't believe in who they are and their relationship, you know, and how they have a relationship with God and how that can just free them from the things that entangle them on the inside.
Don't mean life will be perfect.
I didn't say that. Yeah.
But it's just that whole thing.
I mean,
you don't have to have faith in this flesh anymore of getting you to where you need to be.
Yeah.
And sometimes you may fail and you think you're not where you need to be. But if we believe what Christ says about us, it's not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Mm-hmm. I can have faith in who he is.
Exactly right.
And I have. That's the thing that makes me sad, that people can't believe that I have everything.
Yeah. I think, too, when we talked about this, and I think a lot of you listeners, I don't know if you're in this place or not, but I think we try to compare ourselves to other people and how somebody's overcome something, but I've never been able to overcome those things.
Yeah.
And can't dig into the fact that, you know, I don't understand how this person has been able to do this, but I really want that for myself. Well, it's hard for me, like you were talking about, it would be hard for me to judge myself according to JT, you know, even. We've been friends for a long time, you know, and we've walked through a lot of stuff together, you know, and I think this aspect of our life in Christ is that's where the iron sharpens iron stuff comes in, and where, you know, we talk about Proverbs and I think it's 17:27 or 27:17. Yeah, I always get it backwards, but you know, those things coming in together, but I can't, you know, in myself, though, God has created me uniquely who I am.
Exactly.
He's created you uniquely who you are. He created Joe Shelton uniquely who he is. Created Name
all,
him.
All the big
name. Now. Rich Malone. He created Rich Malone uniquely who he is.
Exactly.
And I, you know, those are all, you know, and I can look, I can just those, when I mentioned three people, I can't remember. It's just three, wasn't it? Even just, if I just talk about those three people in my life, you know, there's things about those people I really admire all differently and different things that they have done and what they have done, what their talents are, what the things that they are so, that they're so gifted in, you know, and then I think about, then I look at myself. And I used to play that game quite a bit, but you know, when it comes right down to it, to get, that was a worthless game.
Oh yeah.
To play. And those are all three people I dearly love. And I dearly enjoy being around. But God is,
I don't want you to be like me.
I appreciate that, JT.
I can't put up with me a lot of times.
I can't put up myself sometimes either. You're right. But what I'm saying is I've had many conversations about our walk in Christ with people, you know, over the years. But what I'm beginning to understand is too, is through this walk and through the things that God has given us and who he is the importance. I can't say this, and I apologize if you hear me say this 1,000 times on a podcast, but man, just the form of understanding who you are in Christ is such a big deal because it's a unique self in Christ. You know, it's not like you're, I mean,
I'm trying to remember a thought that I had yesterday that had to do with the other stuff that I was thinking, but it has to do with this too.
Okay.
But I was thinking in our interactions with each other, this also makes me think back on accountability partners.
Yeah. Cringe.
Throw that out the window. But am I encouraging the other person to believe who Christ is in them?
Yeah.
That's ministry.
That's ministry. Yeah. That's good. I like
that's
that.
That's the brother to brother ministry. That's what ministry is.
Right.
Do you understand you're not this flesh?
Mm-hmm.
You're not any failures.
Right.
You're not even any good things.
Good things. That's right.
But Christ in you.
Yes.
Is everything Christ is. And do my words encourage that? And a lot of times my words don't encourage that, unfortunately.
Right.
But that's my heart. I think it's our heart with this podcast.
Sure. Absolutely.
I don't ever want to encourage people to do more.
I mean, you can do all the more you want.
I want to encourage you to believe more.
That's right. You do all the more you want, but you're not going to be any better than what you are right now in Christ.
Yeah.
He's given you everything. Okay. You're leading me. You just led me. We were talking about this earlier. We forget scripture often. I forget scripture in some of the best times I need to remember scripture. And then some of the times where we're talking like this, it just pops up. So, now I can just remember where it's at. Oh, okay. Here we go. 2 Peter 1:3. And you all know this verse. This is a very much recalled verse. I even learned it as a kid. You know, those little disciple now kits or no, the discipleship kits, things. I used to get these. I used to be in this class in church that was about a book this wide, JT. It was about that wide and about that big. And it was called Survival Kit.
Oh,
but this was one of the verses I learned through Survival Kit, you know. It was torturous, by the way. And some great people, you know, great people who put their time and effort into that. Anyways, yeah, you know who you are. All right, but his divine power has given us everything, all things, by the way.
Yep.
And some translations say everything. The New King James says his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. But his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
Yep.
Think about, I mean, you have all those things in you. So what more is what, that's the point.
Yeah, and that, but
what more are you going to do to build on that?
Says we've been made complete.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm complete.
Everything.
I mean, I don't feel complete. And not about my feelings.
Yeah. It also says you're a partaker of the divine nature in verse 4, by the way. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Here's some dice to play with.
It's not I, but Christ.
It's not I, but Christ. And that's the whole
thing. That's who I am, is Christ in me. Because that's what Scripture says. That's not me sitting here making something up.
No, not at all.
In the life that you now live.
That's good stuff, man. I mean, I'm just thinking about.
Yeah.
That just hit me. That just hit me hard. That verse just jumped off the, you caught it right there.
And that's one of those. Do we believe that?
Yeah.
Do we believe? And this goes back to something that I did think about yesterday. Was a very good sign of how much I believe that is how much I believe that about you.
Oh, very good.
Because when
that's
I start,
right. That's exactly
when I start
right.
getting upset,
mm-hmm.
well, you shouldn't be living by law.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to be. You should be different.
Yeah.
Guess what? Same thing's true about the other person as it is about you.
True.
And the more I believe it about me, the more graceful
yeah, exactly
I will
right.
be toward the flesh of another person.
That's right. That's right.
So if we want to be graceful, but even that, we can't. We try to be again. I mean, we try to do again. We got to do more grace.
Do more grace.
Do more grace. Grace. That's the worst oxymoron right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is. Do more spiritual things. Do more things that are spiritual.
Ugh.
You know, I'm sorry. That was a can of worms. Shouldn't have done that, but it was.
Yeah. That's a good one.
But it's a good one, though. I mean,
because it's there is for us who are in Christ. You've partaken of that free gift
mm-hmm.
and have Christ has made us Christ in us.
Mm-hmm.
Not just us and God off in the universe somewhere, but Christ in us.
Right.
Christ who spoke everything into being.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where I was going now.
Well, I mean, it's the spiritual thing. We're talking about being all the spiritual things, being. You know, making me yeah. more spiritual, making me this, making me all those things that are.
For us who are that, there is no spiritual and not spiritual. And I don't say unspiritual. There is no sure. spiritual and not spiritual.
Right.
Because there's nothing outside of us that's.
It's who he is in us. I mean.
And everything is working together for our good. Not just a few some things, but everything.
That's right. That's good. Yeah, that's real good.
Yeah. So, quit trying to be spiritual. Be alive. Believe.
Well, what else am I going to say about that, man? That's good. You know, you want to be godly. You want to be kind. You want to be, what? I'm looking at some virtues here. You want to be diligent. You want to be.
Was it Augustine that said
you want to have some self-control? You want to have some perseverance. You want to, you know, those are all. Oh, I'm going to yes. Fruits of the spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It's such things. There is no law, but it's the fruit of the
spirit. It's the fruit of who you are. Not of who you're trying to be.
Not who you're trying to be. Those things are true of you. That's part of the divine power that's been given us all things pertaining to life and godliness.
Quit judging yourself by the should list
exactly.
you've made up for you, because yep. you make those up for everybody else if you make them up for you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What was it, the guys from the God Journey podcast? Don't should on me.
Don't should on me. And what was the I have it written in my other Bible. It says, today I will not should on myself.
Yep.
In the front end of my Bible, when people look at that thing and open it up, it says, I will not should on myself. They're probably thinking, what is he saying right here? And I believe me, I came from a world where I shoulded all over myself.
And it was a mess.
It was a freaking mess. And there is no should in that aspect of our walk with Christ. Oh, I should have been better today. I should have read my Bible more today, or I should have prayed more last night before I hit that hay. Well, I should have drank less Dr. Pepper yesterday. I should have. Okay, you want me to keep going? You see, those are life.
Excuse me.
Those are all the joys of.
If you like that statement, you can go over to the God Journey.
It's very much
podcast, theirs, and they have mugs with that on.
Do they?
Yeah.
Don't shit on me.
Yeah. Maybe even T-shirts. I don't know.
Anyways, the point being is this: is that I came out of the world of living in that. I should have done this a little better. Well, I should have read my Bible a little more today. I should have. I mean, I burned some pine cones over that should stuff.
No, and then when we start, this is the worst part of that: is once we start doing it to ourselves.
Well, we start projecting it on somebody else.
Jason should have done that, and then that wouldn't have happened.
Ooh, that's, yeah.
Oh.
Gag a rag, man. That's awful.
You know, he could have avoided that if he hadn't have done and done what he should have.
And done what he should have. You could have avoided that. Mm. Man. And there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things, JT, I should have done better. And gosh, that book is awful. That book is awful. But here we are.
You know what?
I don't live in that anymore. And I'm so thankful for.
Because the cross took care of all that.
That's right, man. I'm so thankful for that. So thankful that God delivered me out of that.
Because of the cross, there never will ever be another you should have.
That's right.
In my life.
That's exactly right.
And that's been true from the beginning. No more shoulds.
I like that.
No more have tos.
No more have tos. I often talk about you get tos now. There's different things like that on the you get to stuff. But I, you know, it's the you get tos doesn't mean you have to.
Right. And the thing about it, if you quit the have tos, the. Who you are starts coming out.
Oh, it's exactly right.
And guess who you are?
Yeah. Exactly right.
Not this flesh.
Not this flesh.
Christ will be manifest in this mortal body.
Mm. That's right.
I was telling Jason earlier, this is something I want to do.
Right.
God willing, is stop identifying myself as my flesh.
Right.
Is the things this does. Yes, I own it. I reap consequences of it.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
But it's not me.
It's not who you are.
And I want to refer to myself as who I am.
That's right.
And refer to the flesh as who it is. What's the scripture about it being enmity, the flesh and the spirit?
That's a good question.
And that the flesh can't keep the law. It doesn't even have the ability to keep law, period. I can't remember where it is. But anyway.
That's good.
We're rambling. You can look it up.
You can look it up. And it's
best way to search for something like that? Ask Google. It's amazing how easy they find scriptures.
You probably just have to put the word enmity in there, and it would look it up and say.
Oh, the flesh and the spirit.
The flesh and the spirit. Yeah, fighting against one another. That's a good one. Very good. I think there is a much validity into that, and you know, I just think it's okay for you to rest in who you are, and take a deep breath sometimes, and understand that this flesh is who it is, but it's not you. It's not.
Yeah, there's nothing. I can rest in that because there is no have to. There is no should. And nothing can separate me from Christ, who is in me, who is who I am.
That's right. Nothing.
There's no way to separate the two.
That's right. That's very good. That's legit.
Oh, yeah. And it's the only way you can live.
Yeah.
It's the only way to have life out here. And things quit being spiritual or not spiritual.
Maybe we can get some response out of this from our listeners.
Yeah.
I want to hear some of the things that you have done that you put in the category of should, maybe, and say, you know, this is not true of me, that I should have done these things. You know, what's, I mean, we mentioned some of the things we've done. Yeah. I mean, those are, you know, oh, that some of the stuff I can tell you about is absolutely embarrassing.
I mean, there's still, I mean, it's not like all that stuff's gone. It's still around.
It still happens and, all the time. I still catch myself in the phrase, man, I should have done this today.
Yeah.
I even thought that today on a few things, you know, just with school related stuff.
But it has nothing to do with who you are. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit there.
But that's what I'm talking about.
You're not condemned for it.
I'm not going to go to bed tonight going, man, I won't be one upset over it tomorrow morning when I'm 5 a.m. when I'm trying to figure out who these kids are and where they're at on this bus route.
Yep.
That's mangled. It's a mangled bus route tomorrow. I'm going to be doing this the whole time I'm driving tomorrow.
I thought you got out of the bus route thing.
Huh? I thought I did too. Those of you from Quitman, don't murder me over this. But yeah. This little route is the most interesting thing I've ever seen in my life. It's all over the place. And I volunteered to take the place of a coach who's going to be gone with his team and stuff. And I'm just trying to embrace the role of, you know, doing what's best for kids. And
have you set it up on Google Maps with each point?
Huh?
Have you set it up?
Can you do that?
Yeah, you can set as many points in a Google Maps as you want to.
You can do that.
Yes.
And it talks to you through that whole route?
Yeah. Every stop you need to make.
Stop it.
I know it'll do it from city to city, so I don't know why it wouldn't do it from house to house. You just have to drop a...
Holy cow.
A peg is your next spot.
I may be up till 4 a.m. trying to figure this Google thing out tonight because he's over here mentioning it now. I'm trying to wrap my brain around it.
I dropped two pins yesterday where I was and where the wreck was on the interstate to see how far it was between me and there. And it told me it was 20 minutes to there.
I need somebody to stop here. You've arrived at your destination. And there's a kid there for me to pick up. That's what I want.
Yep.
You know, that's
how. Sure. I can't believe they don't do it for their bus drivers.
That's how spoiled I am.
I mean, I still do. Administration need to do this for your bus drivers.
It's a detailed, what they give you is detailed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's not detailed. I drove it this day, today after school, but I was going around all the different places. And I was thinking to myself, man, I wonder how this could be easier. I could make a lot of money if I figured out a way for this to talk to me right now and make it. But you're saying that Google's already done it.
It's already done it.
That's it. I'm out. Dropping the mic. Dang Google, man.
Oh, it was giving me directions just for that mile that I had left to go to get to the wreck.
Oh, my gosh. That's good.
Start here and.
Well, you know.
You're delayed because of an accident. So it'll even tell you if there's bad traffic in between you and your next spot.
As long as I can get to, it's through this village. There's a village. It's not like the one M. Night Shyamalan made, you know.
I hope not.
There's not like creatures, you know, people dressing up as creatures. If you haven't seen the movie, sorry, I want to ruin it for you. You know, the scaring all the kids to stay inside the village, but it could be. I mean, it was like, I got a clicker I've got to get into a gate with tomorrow.
There's so many good illustrations out of that movie about religion. You better be scared.
No.
You better stay inside these lines.
You better stay inside. That's right.
You should stay inside here.
That is really good, JT. That might make me want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, it is finished. I like your shirt, by the way.
My own favorite shirt.
It's our Taleo.
The theme of our podcast.
Theme of our. It's a theme of everything that we've done in the last.
Coffee, everything.
Yeah, the word Taleo, Greek.
Finished.
That's right, man. It's good. I like it.
Now, that's the word you need to believe what it says. Finished.
Finished. That's right, man.
What's finished?
Well, it.
Works. Works for righteousness.
That's right.
Works for being to be right.
It is finished. That's right.
The work. Start at the end.
The work has been done. Yep. That's good, man. That dog will hunt a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
We've been hunting that dog.
Well, we've been rambling all over the place, but I think it's been pretty good.
I learned something tonight. For sure. All right. So, yeah, give us some thoughts, maybe some future topics for podcasts later on.
Let us know some things you struggle with believing.
Sure, yeah.
That's what that would, because that kind of gives us something to talk about.
Or driving on. Yeah.
Because every podcast we do is going to be. It's coming back to who you are in Christ and believing it.
And believing it, yeah. No matter what direction is being taken.
I honestly believe that is the message from the gospel that God has called us to.
Yeah.
It may not be the message he's called you to or somebody else, but that's the one for us.
But you certainly can resonate with it, and you certainly can identify in it, and you certainly can live by that, and that's something that would be excellent for you.
Yep.
Until next time. See you in a couple of weeks.
Yes.